Has it been a while since you flipped that thermostat from heat to cool? Turn to the experts at Griffith Energy Services before you do for an $88 AC start and check to make sure your AC is in tip-top shape. Griffith specializes in Carrier, but services all brands. Visit GriffithEnergyServices.com today. Your local Carrier expert. That's GriffithEnergyServices.com. License number MDHVACR01-2278.
Griffith Energy Services. Doggone dependable.
This is David Prosper, host of The Leadership Revolution. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast from Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle.
Hello, friends. It is another episode of Let's Hustle.
I almost said it. I almost said the forbidden one.
I did too. This is another episode of Let's Hustle because it's better than anything else.
Any other hustle you could possibly think
especially
of.
If it's a project. Two hustles for a project. Good. Gosh. If I'm hustling, it means it's a lifestyle. That's...
Hate it.
Anyways.
Sorry. You know what? Today's episode is all about like positivity. So we need to chill out for a minute. We need to reel it in. We need to not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Be a hater.
You're right. You know what? Okay. So today we're talking about mantras.
Yeah.
And another time we'll talk about shade. But today.
Right. Today's not that day.
Today's not the day. Today is all about light and happiness and changing mindset and creating good habits for yourself and not being a thief. Anyways, so I digress.
And not being a thief. Love it. But yeah, so today we kind of hinted at this in our last episode. We had a little mini episode actually 2 weeks ago. And then we, you know, living in Louisville and all the events that were happening last week decided to take a week off, that it would be a little inappropriate to come and be like, yay, let's talk about happy motivation stuff.
And Lee was trapped in her driveway.
So. I was also trapped in my driveway, which was totally fine, and I was totally fine. But we wanted to break down a bigger episode.
Yes.
And actually talk to someone who is, I would say, a professional in
absolutely.
Mantras.
Absolutely. Like, we're just like, yes, I'm going to tell myself good things. I'm going to feel better because that just makes sense, right? Well, we have an actual person that knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And like does this for a living. Like literally she's a social worker. She uses it in everyday life to change other people's lives and have and create better habits. And she's very spiritually in tune individual as well. Mm-hmm. So she was a great person to talk to.
She was. And it breaks down the why behind it. Cause I mean, we can all sit here and say, I am great, but like, why am I saying I am great? What, how does that affect me? Why is that beneficial to me? Is it even beneficial to me? Should I change it? Should I say something else?
Yeah.
So,
totally.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we learned today. And what I found really interesting and kind of just doing a little bit of my own research on this, before this episode is there's a literal science behind mantras and how they change your brain chemistry function, but they change pathways in your brain when you speak more positively and when you make yourself feel good in a genuine way.
Yeah,
it helps literally change pathways in your brain to help you make better choices and make better habits, which is what all this is about.
Yeah,
I read this online. I promise it's real.
She really did. She sent me the links.
I did.
So it's legit.
Very legit.
But yeah, so, I mean, think about it. If you have any friends that are very positive that you love, like, you like being around because they're positive.
Oh, that's like you.
Thanks.
I'm not kidding you. Or I was having, like, a really sad moment earlier and you walked in your door because I was at Chelsea's house when she wasn't here because this is our friendship. And you, I don't remember what you said. Oh, I think you said, honey, I'm home.
Yep.
And I immediately, like, I just felt like a yellow bright light just beaming out of me.
Love it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So we hope you guys enjoy this episode. Mm-hmm. And it helps you take a deep dive into speaking your own true mantra mm-hmm. to make your days better, make mm-hmm. them more beneficial, and really to tap into your inner, I don't know, almost like superpower that you can change things about yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to end on that because I felt like it was really a good point.
That's a really good end. That's a really, really good end.
Thanks.
Yay. Well, without further ado, we are going to go ahead and let you guys hear our interview with the one and only Maggie Amos, who, again, we kind of mentioned earlier, social worker. She's incredible. She is a seasoned tarot card reader. Yep. She's very, very smart. She knows what she's talking about. Really hope you guys get something out of this interview. And I guess we will see you on the other side of this musical spooky break. Bye. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Myself, this is Lee, and Chelsea are here. And we have a very, very special guest mm-hmm. with us today, one of my literal favorite human beings in the world, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that. My very, very good friend and incredible, incredible tarot card reader, mantra specialist, human extraordinaire, Maggie Amos is here, y'all.
Yay! Yay! Hi! Thank you for that sweet introduction.
Of course. Of course. I got you. Yay. Well, Maggie, thanks for coming on the show today. We're really excited to talk to you. I know that personally, like Chelsea and I have both worked with you before on tarot mm-hmm. card readings. I personally think that you are just an amazing human. I really think you have a gift. I think you're so talented. And I knew that today, since we were talking about mantras, I knew that this is something that you really love and something that you utilize and something that you use a lot. And Chelsea and I don't really know a lot about them. We just know that I love a good mantra.
Yep.
But I mean, my knowledge, and I'm thinking Chelsea's knowledge too, is very surface level. So I guess before we get into that though, like, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, why you're awesome, why you do what you do.
Well, I think I was born awesome, but I have cultivated that awesomeness over my lifetime. I'm a mom and I'm a social worker. I currently do case management for a substance abuse agency as well as an outpatient therapy agency. So actually a lot of my mantra background actually comes from behavioral health because I did a lot of mantras with clients over time. So when you had asked me about mantras, a lot of what I think about mantras comes from mental health more than anything. But the witch in me, as I am a tarot reader, it's exciting to say. And I've been doing that for about almost 4 years now. My business essentially is a Facebook page. But I recently started talking to a woman about a space to actually use for tarot. So I'm excited about that. Wow. We'll see.
Yes. Yeah.
It's been really hard to find spaces to do tarot readings in COVID with people I don't know. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I'm excited about for the future and putting my feelers out for that. And
I love that you're like, yeah, it's COVID, but I'm going to find a way. Like, you haven't given up. You're still doing it. A lot of people, it's just mm-hmm. easy to take the easy route. And mm-hmm. dang, girl.
Yeah.
It is. Yes, and I know I've actually seen a lot of tarot readers who do, like, virtual readings. And I've thought about that. But so much of my tarot is based on feeling. And that I don't know that that can really be replicated through a screen. So I'm not ready to jump there yet. But if this was going to last another 2 years, I might go the virtual route. But for mm-hmm. now, I like energy. I like being around people.
Totally. Nice. That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So with your, first I want to ask this. How did you get into tarot? I know that this is not mantra talk, but I love tarot. Obviously, Chelsea and I are really big into it. How did you get into it? How was it introduced into your life?
So, it was 2016, maybe, I think, maybe 17. My friend, my dear friend, Erin, she invited me to go to this tea shop that was on Bardstown Road called Wild Dog Rose. And there was a woman there named Jamie doing tarot readings, and she would do them once a month, 15-minute slots. And I really went with Erin because she wanted to go, and we were going to go have tea and do tarot. And it felt, that session with Jamie felt like therapy, and it was so enlightening and so beneficial because I took these situations in my life and I was looking at them through a completely different lens. From someone who didn't know me, from someone who had no opinions about my life and anything like that. And so I really loved it. And so we kept going back every month. And at that little tea shop, they sold tarot cards. And Jamie said, Maggie, why don't you go buy yourself a deck? And I said, oh, I don't do that. She said, anyone can do it. You can do it. And so that's really where it started. And I even had reached out to her a couple years ago and said, hey, I want to like master my craft. Will you teach me? And she said, oh, you already have what you need to know. She said, buy some books, just do it every day, study the cards. And that's how I learned. And it has been such a fun, interesting part of my life. And really, my mom is the one who started asking me to do it for other people. She would ask me to come do it for her friends when she'd have girls' night. And I had never done it for people I really didn't know. And then that kind of opened up the door to, wow, I could actually do this for other people, because those ladies kept asking me to come back and do it. And so, yeah, that's kind of just, it fell upon my lap. It was never on my radar.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. That's amazing. That really is. And now you're bomb and you're awesome. So,
oh, thank you.
And like your readings are always so on point. They're like terrifying. So that's my little plug for you.
Oh, thanks.
No, they are. They are. Earlier you said that obviously you've been a social worker. I think that honestly, that really goes hand in hand with kind of like mind, body, spirit, and kind of like taking care and like nurturing other people. And you said a part of that was, you used mantras as a way to work with people, to work, you know, for them to work through things that they are going through. So why do you think that works?
Mm-hmm.
And B, what made you, I guess, I don't know if this is a practice in social work or not, like what made you choose to use that as a medium for helping people in your cases?
Mm-hmm. So with mental health, a lot of our issues are based on our thoughts, right? So we have like our thoughts and feelings and behaviors, and they're all connected. I used to always use the example of, if I think to myself, I'm fat, and then I feel really bad about myself, and then my behavior is I go eat that box of cookies, and then I think again, oh, now I'm a failure, I'm a screw up, and then I feel worse, and I eat that, right? They're all connected. So if I change that thought from I'm fat, if I change that thought to I am fabulously fat, I am wonderful, I'm beautiful, I'm perfect, then that changes our feeling, that changes our behavior. And so I think that that is where mantras are so helpful, because if you can change the way you're thinking, then it changes the way you feel and your behavior. So that's really where it all kind of ties in with mental health. And I also feel that mantras are really good for anxiety, that I'm someone who's really anxious. And so mantras really are, that's how I manage my anxiety. So
I love that. So when dealing with, like, for example, like I also have like crazy anxiety, I deal with depression. When you're trying to find a good mantra that works for you, it's like, this is going to be just like the most elementary question. Like, should you like Google examples, or like where can you pull one from that's going to work for you?
I think it's really good to look at what is the negative thought. So if the negative thought is, I procrastinate all the time and I'm terrible at all of this. So looking at that, what are those things you're telling yourself? That's me. I procrastinate.
Well, you're hitting us again. Well, you stop.
So if I'm telling myself, myself all the time. I suck. I'm never getting anything done. I'm procrastinating. If we look at that specific negative thought and then say, okay, how can I replace that with something that's productive? Or find a mantra that fits with that. So I'm capable. I'm doing the best I can. Finding mantras to, I think, to address what is it that you need. Because also, I think probably one of the most common mantras that I see, especially in my friends, I see a lot of my friends like write on their mirrors, like, I am worthy, or I'm special, I'm important. And those are things that really speak to our self-esteem and how we feel about ourselves. And so if I think that finding your mantra is really pinpointing on what part of your thoughts in yourself that you need to address. And so if you can find, I'm thinking anxious thoughts about the world is going to end. Let's find a mantra about the world that we can tell ourselves to replace that thought.
Ooh, I like that. So if there's something you want to work on, like, maybe I want to be more vocal or something. Mm. You just be like, mm-hmm. I'm too quiet. I want to come out of my shell. So you build a mantra around, like, I'm confident. I can speak freely. My words have value. Mm-hmm. Like that, right?
Yes. Like, I have a voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really pinpointing those negative statements. And on that note about where to find them, like, Pinterest is a great place to find good mantras. Ooh. But I love a good Pinterest mantra board. Also, though, I found that when I read books, specifically, I recently read Untamed by Glennon Doyle. Shout out. I'll tell you. Naps are, I think I say I'm a goddamn cheetah every day.
Oh my. I'm not kidding you. I read that line and I started sobbing.
No, I was sitting in her living room and she's like, Chelsea, I'm going to read you a line from Untamed. And I said, okay. This hoe started crying.
I mean, like, uncontrollable tears. Not just like, so like choked up a little bit, like uncontrollable tears. Like, I was just like, I'm a goddamn cheetah. So yes. Yes, I love that mantra.
Whenever I'm having a bad day, my sister will say, you're a goddamn cheetah. And I'm just like, amen, I am, honey. Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
So do I.
So, question, and this is just like more just advice for people. I know that one thing that I struggle with, so I'm sure that other people struggle with this too, is kind of like waking up and forcing myself into immediately doing some mantras because it's so easy to get distracted or be lazy.
Or fall back asleep.
What is something, like, what are some, like, maybe plans or, like, a way that you can train yourself to wake up and kind of get these mantras going and kickstart your day correctly and not, you know, be lazy about it like I can be sometimes.
Well, it's very easy to be lazy about it. One great thing to do is to put your mantras up visually, you know, writing them on the mirror, putting post-its around. If every morning, if the first thing you do is go to the sink and brush your teeth and look at your hair, putting your mantra there. And so you read it and that'll be a reminder to, hey, say your mantra. Another thing too, that I was taught was every morning when you put your feet on the ground, say a little gratitude to the earth, you know, say, I'm thankful for this day. Like, I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful to get out of bed. And then say your mantra. Like, today is going to be wonderful. Thank you that I'm alive. Today is going to be great. Or I am a goddamn cheetah today, whatever it is. But getting that, I found that is a really helpful way to start the day with just that sense of gratitude, but also saying to yourself that mantra. Cause it sets it. They say the first 3 minutes when you wake up and the last 3 minutes before you fall asleep are the most important parts of your day. And so setting that intention when you put your feet on the ground, just get it out right then.
Oh, I love that.
Same.
That's such a good reminder.
Same.
It's so hard. Especially like...
It's very hard.
Oh, especially... It's just like there's so much going on in the world and it's like I pull out my phone and I freaking look. It's like I don't want to... I want to start my day off right. So I like that. I like a visual reminder. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put it on the ceiling.
Yeah.
When I do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that one. Yeah. Yeah. You can also set little reminders in your phone where it will pop up and say, you know,
app for that. Did you know that?
Oh, I know. Yeah, but I need that app.
And it will send you positive messages through the day.
Oh.
Yes, that's what I need.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Nice. What do you think are some mistakes that people make when they're trying to come up with a good mantra for themselves? Like, maybe, like, wording that can be not the best or, yeah. like, mm-hmm. you know.
Because I've heard, like, you're not supposed to say, I'm not going to overeat today, or I'm not going to be mean today, or
I'm not going to flip out today on somebody. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, not, like, yeah. using yes. less no's, not's, because I've heard, like, from what I've listened to or read or whatever, it says what you put out, it like reverses it back to you. So when you say, I'm not going to be a raging crazy woman today, it comes back like, I'm going to be a raging crazy woman today.
Right. So I think when you talk about that, I think when I worked with kids and I worked with parents, we would explain that if my kid is running around the house and I say, stop running, stop running, stop running, stop running. My kid hears running, right? Sorry about the dog. So he's hearing running over and over and over again. That's the word he's hearing. So if I say walk, slow down, walk, soft feet, whatever. So replacing that negative word with the positive word. So yes, if I say today I'm not going to be cranky, today I'm not going to be cranky, the word cranky is being repeated in my mind.
Yeah.
And so that's a big thing to try to overcome with your mantras is instead of saying I'm not going to be cranky, I'm going to be positive today. I'm going to be calm today. I'm going to be zen today. So it really staying away from the thing you're trying. If you're trying to be not mean, don't say mean over and over. Say, I'm going to be kind today. Yeah.
I love that.
That's not sweet.
That's so smart.
Love it.
That's so smart. What are some personal mantras that you use if they're not too personal?
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that a lot of my mantras have to do with parenting. One of the things I tell myself every day is we do the best with what we have. Because I think that we set really high standards for ourselves and the world is chaos right now and it's hard. And so I remind myself that I'm doing the best with what I have. And another one that has really helped me recently is that I'll say to myself, relationships take work. Relationships take work. Because I think that we sometimes get this idea that like it's all rainbows and sunshines. And when I remind myself that this is work, like this is what it takes. And that's I remind myself a lot when I'm getting cranky about something going on in my relationship. I surround myself like this is hard. This is work. And that has really helped me. And so another thing that helps with my anxiety.
You're good.
Is I ask myself, will this matter in 5 years? Will this matter in five years? Oh, will this gosh. Matter in 5 years?
Absolutely.
That's a big mantra for me when I get anxious about, you know, the dog pooping in the floor. Well, is this going to matter in 5 years?
Yeah.
And that's probably not a traditional mantra, but that's definitely a mantra that has helped me with my anxiety.
That's one thing that I have to ask myself, even like with my husband, if there's something that's like really annoying. Obviously, I'm PMSing today. So, like, maybe he does something annoying, and I'm like, is this affecting me? Like, is this going to change our relationship and our lives in the next year? Mm-hmm. Then just, like, walk away, girl.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm. Or, like, a friendship. Yes. Like, is this going to – if I say this to my friend, is it going to affect our friendship in a negative way or a positive way? And is it going to have a long-term mm-hmm. effect on it? If it's not good, then just – walk away. But I also think that helps you build your boundaries to be like, no, actually this is worth fighting for. Like I am. Cause if you can like sit back and reflect and ask yourself, then you can really analyze like, okay, I really do feel like this is worth digging my heels in about, which I don't know, that boosts my confidence a little bit in what I'm doing.
Absolutely. So. Yes. It's almost like mantras kind of feel like this reminder to ourselves. And when you get into a habit of saying it and that becomes ingrained in your thought process, it's like these little nuggets of reminders of, hey, this isn't such a big deal right now. Oh yeah, I told myself that. Like it's a really good way to rewire your brain on how you look at a situation and mm-hmm. how we like in our relationships. If you saying, is this really going to matter? Is it that big of a deal? That those mantras really help remind us that. And it can be in a subconscious way. Like when we use mantras over and over and over, then it becomes like a reflex, right? So we just automatically say it. And so then that it completely changes our thought process on that.
Yeah.
So.
Gosh. Yeah. And it's all about like changing your thoughts. It literally goes back to your original point of changing your thoughts, changing your behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That all just came full circle.
Thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It's a little triangle. There you know. Go.
Goodness.
Yeah. I love it.
Art.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Man, it's a good, like a good mantra exercise too, mm-hmm. of if you can identify if whatever the behavior is you want to change. So if the behavior is, I yell at my kid, that's the behavior I want to work on. So I yell when I feel frustrated. And what am I telling myself when I'm frustrated? What are those things that I'm saying? And that's a good way to figure out, okay, what is the mantra that would be most helpful? Of, you know, because I think with frustration and parenting and online school and all of that, that gets the best of me a lot. And I just have to tell myself, it's okay. It's okay. Today is going to be a good day. We're going to get through this. It's okay if he doesn't finish his work. And if I know that when I'm frustrated, it's my behavior, I have to look at what am I thinking when those things are going on.
Such a good point.
Right?
Truly a good point.
This is why we love her.
I know, seriously. Well, because it's hard to pinpoint, like when you're like feeling a bad feeling, sometimes it's like, why am I feeling this way? Like what, like why am I making myself feel this way? And mm-hmm. sometimes you just have to be like, okay, am I really mad because of this? Or is it because of this situation that I'm letting boil out? And how can I fix this situation to not let that boil into other situations in my life, which I do a lot. So that's really helpful. It's such a helpful like thought. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Do you all have favorite mantras that you like to say?
So I like to say I think I am capable is very helpful to me, because I think that I grew up with kind of a defeatist attitude of just like, well, I can't do this. So like, why haven't tried? Well, I can't even do that. Like, I'm not going to be able to do this. So blah, blah, blah. So kind of just saying like, I am capable and I can do this. That's like something that it immediately makes my body feel more relaxed. And mm-hmm. that's a mantra that I like to use a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I like, one of my favorite things I like to tell myself is I trust myself fully. Just like, Chelsea, I trust you. And then that's just what I tell myself when I'm questioning. It's like, I'm going to make the right decision. And if it's not the right decision, I'll learn from it and I'll grow and I'll be better and I'll be more successful. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to trust myself, because mm-hmm. every time I question myself or take someone else's advice when I feel like very strongly about something else, it never works out. And so I've just been, this year has been like my year to strengthen the connection with me and my soul. And that's like the one thing that, just building that trust in myself, keeping little promises to myself, not beating myself up, giving myself grace, and just like fully trusting myself. So that's what I tell myself.
I like that. Oh, trust yourself. I like that one. Like, I trust myself.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. I love that. Thank one.
You. Beautiful, Chelsea.
Yes, queen.
Amazing. Something I tell myself when I'm really having a hard time making a decision is I say, whatever decision you make is the decision that you're supposed to make.
Yes.
Because that's our destiny. Whatever I decide to do, it's going to be the decision that I was meant to make. Let's always say, I mean, it's right or wrong, but it is the decision that's supposed to be made. And that kind of gives me some peace about, oh, is this the right decision? Should I do this or that? Just say, whatever I do choose to do is what I'm supposed to do.
Yep.
So.
Absolutely.
Yes. I think it helps take a lot of the pressure off, like, life expecting, like, all of those things. It's like, yeah, this decision is what I'm choosing, and if it's not right, I'll have another decision I can make to make it better. Or, like, I used to always want everything to be so perfect, and then I hear about other people's lives, and I'm like, frick, I did everything by the book. I'm so boring. And, like, I should have made, like, a few wrong turns here, and then I would have had some more stories to tell. But it's like, so it's like, it might not be the best choice to make. Like, if you have to choose between two jobs and you go with one, guess what? You weren't looking for a job when you found that one, or you were looking for a job when you found that one, and it's going to work out regardless. Mm-hmm. So just trust yourself that you'll get through it. I think that's the biggest thing, is like, you're not here just to live. You're here to like be
experience.
And experience mm-hmm. and make choices mm-hmm. and do all these wonderful things And so it's not just to do step-by-step thing. You know what I'm trying to say here?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We're following. We're picking up where you put down.
Perfect. It's been a really long day.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Awesome.
Yay.
Well, Maggie, I love you, and I am so happy that you were able to come on today and talk to us a little bit about this. What we usually do at the end of every interview that we have is we have what we call yoga time. And so yoga time is like at the time at the end of yoga class where they're just like, do whatever pose you want for a minute. Who cares what it is? So we like to give our guests like a minute, 2 minutes, however long. And you can talk about anything that you want to talk about. Maybe we didn't cover something. Maybe a different question.
Maybe you want to talk about Lost.
Maybe you want to talk about Lost. Like a Netflix show you've been watching. We don't care. So we're giving you some yoga time in 5. Port. I don't know why I'm counting down. Anyways, 3, 2, 1. You can go.
I've recently been telling a lot of funny Bennett stories about my kiddo. And so really because I want to remember all the funny things he says and does. So he goes to this little camp a couple days a week and it's a block away. And so I walk and go pick him up. And we live very close to a former mayor of Louisville. A mayor. So we're walking home the other day and he waves at us and I said, Bennett, did you know that used to be the mayor of Louisville? And he looked at me and he said, oh my God, Mom, we live in the same neighborhood as President Obama. It brought me so much joy.
That's so cool. Bennett, you angel. Oh my God.
I know. So we had to talk about what's the difference between a mayor and a president. And as a mom with a kid who has lots of questions and lots of things to say, I'm learning about, I had to figure out how do I explain the difference between a mayor and a president? And mm-hmm. is the mayor like the president of our city? Kind of not really, but he's kind of in charge. I don't know. So
that's
it's
cute.
Been an adventure.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That was an amazing story.
I love that.
Okay, if I still have a yoga minute, I do want to talk a little bit about Lost.
Yes.
Really quick.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if this is going to spoil it for anybody, but we just finished the season, and should I spoil it?
Girl.
Or should I not?
Girl, it is 2020 if you've not seen Lost by now.
There's been enough spoilers this year. Add to the pile.
Yeah, do it, girl. Yeah.
Okay, so I just got to the end of season 3 where we find out they're going to get rescued. But something really bad. Obviously, they're not, they weren't supposed to be rescued or whatever. Right. And it has sent me through this, existential crisis for me of, am I living in a world where I made the wrong choice and then this is just the alternate reality, or this the right choice alternate reality? And then I'm going down this spiral about I thought for 3 seasons they were in purgatory. And now I'm kind of wondering, are they in purgatory? Shanna, my girlfriend, thinks that it's an alternate dimension. And I can't figure it out. And my biggest concern about Lost is, am I going to get to season 6, the very end, and all my questions just aren't going to be answered, and I'm going to be totally unfulfilled? You want to tell me so many things, don't you? You
I'm want to answer just all like, questions. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I like the ending. I'll say that.
Okay,
that's it.
That's very comforting.
I liked it, but I very, very much like Damian Lindelof. I love his writing. Mm-hmm. Some people did not like it. I personally liked it, and I think you and I are kind of maybe the same in a couple of ways. So mm-hmm. I think you will like it, and that is all I will say.
Okay, good. That's been my worry of... So you know how some TV shows you can tell that when they wrote the first episode, they wrote the last episode.
Yes.
And everything, right? There are really cohesive shows like that.
Yes.
6 Feet Under is a really good example of that. Mm-hmm. Like they knew exactly how they wanted that show to end, and it was impeccable. And then there are some shows, not to hate, because I really like How I Met Your Mother, but I felt like they did not know where the heck they were going.
I was literally about to use that as an example. This is not a How I Met Your Mother ending. I will say, have you watched The Leftovers?
No, I haven't.
Okay, same guy, Damian Lindelof. He wrote it, and it's amazing. It's one of my favorite shows of all time, and how they did that is they literally wrote the last episode first. and then went back and wrote the series. Now, they did not do that with Lost, but I think that they knew where they were going the whole time. Mm-hmm. Even if there was some detours, I think they knew where they were going. So
yes.
I'll say that. You will enjoy it.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Mm. We should one day make a list of like the 10 best series finales and the 10 worst.
Love it.
Because I want to get into that because absolutely. I have never seen Game of Thrones. Invest my time into a show that is very emotionally taxing if I'm not going to have a good ending.
I'll just say, if you want to watch it, make sure you have a very good therapist. It's rough, girl. And it's rough. It is like life, where sometimes bad things happen and there's no resolution, and that's okay. And that's what you have to just get through.
Maybe that'll be a good exercise in accepting reality.
Oh my God, yeah. Maybe we should all just watch Game of Thrones.
Maybe we'll just become desensitized to it and we'll just be ready.
It will be fine.
For anything.
It'll be great. Oh my gosh.
That'd be great.
Cool. Well, I love
that. Thank you for my yoga time.
I know. That was wonderful. That was so great. Awesome. Well, Maggie, thank you again for joining us today. You're an angel. You're wonderful.
We love you.
What's your Facebook page that people can find you on? What is it called?
It's called Tarot by Maggie.
Awesome. Yep, Tarot by Maggie. That. Great. We will also leave a link to that in the info in this episode so you guys can check it out. Again, make sure to follow us on Insta, Let's Hustle the Podcast, rate us, give us a review. It helps our ratings. Your angels, Maggie, thank you. Chelsea and I will see you next week. Goodbye.
Virginia, William Hill, America's number one sports book, is now here. And we have a special 2021 offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF.
Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
Now more than ever, it's critical that customers find accurate information about your business. LocalWorks by Yahoo Small Business makes it easy to add, edit, and publish business information across 70-plus local directories from a single dashboard. Ensure your business is found with LocalWorks and save 10% today by using code LWPODCAST. Visit yahoosmallbusiness.com/local to find out more.